R.M. of Clayton. The engineer that designed a bridge in the R.M. of Clayton that collapsed within hours of opening to the public has been temporarily prohibited from practicing. The Dyke Memorial Bridge collapsed on September 14, 2018. In June 2022, the Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Saskatchewan held a discipline hearing for Scott Gulliker to investigate 5 counts of professional misconduct, 4 of which were connected to the collapse of the bridge. On January 24, the hearings panel issued a written decision that stated Gulliker was found guilty of 3 of those counts, 2 of which were connected to the collapse of the bridge. It determined that Gulliker did not practice in a careful and diligent manner because he chose to proceed with design and construction work without doing a site-specific subsurface investigation, and did not provide adequate engineering designs for the helical piles used in the foundation system for the bridge. The panel looked into whether or not Gulliker offered services, advice, or undertook professional assignments outside of his area of competency, and if he did not practice in a careful and diligent manner in the overall design of the bridge. The panel determined there was insufficient evidence to prove those counts. The final count related to 5 other municipal bridges, 1 located in each of the RMs of Scott, Caledonia and Mervyn, and 2 located in the RM of Purdue. The designs prepared by Gulliker for the 5 municipal bridges lacked relevant design information, including inaccurate representation of bridge designs, numerous Canadian Highway Bridge Design Code deficiencies, lack of critical detail on plans for welding details, among other deficiencies. This resulted in 5 superstructure designs that were inadequate to carry the minimum loads required by the code. The panel will hear submissions related to the disposition of the matters from an investigation committee and Gulliker at a hearing scheduled for March 13, the association said. Then a final written order will be issued to Gulliker. If there is no appeal, the order will be published in the spring. The association said the role of the panel was limited by statute to hearing the evidence presented to it and then determining whether the charges against Gulliker were proven on a balance of probabilities. It was not tasked with determining the cause of the collapse of the Dyke Memorial Bridge.